Welcome back to another episode of Daily Fortnite, your daily podcast about Fortnite. I'm your host, Mikey, a.k.a. Mike Daddy, a.k.a. Magnificent Mikey. And today, they revealed the May Crew Pack, Spirit Hunter Seiko. And I will be honest about this one. And my feeling on this one is, I don't know. For a crew pack, I'm not sure if this is really it. It doesn't seem like there's a whole lot to it just based on the teaser photo we get. Maybe when they fully reveal it and reveal the items that it comes with, maybe it'll be a little bit more appealing, but this doesn't look great for a crew pack. If I'm looking at this thing and I say, if I'm already a crew member, I don't look at this and say, this is the outfit that keeps me, you know, wanting to keep my subscription. If I'm not a crew member, I don't look at this one and go, wow, that outfit is so good looking that I gotta start a subscription now. It's just a outfit. It doesn't look special enough to be a crew pack outfit to me. That's my honest opinion on it. However, I will say the month of May is going to be a great month to be a crew member, because in the month of May is the drop of a new season. And when you are a crew member, when there's a new season, or when the new season comes out, you automatically get the battle pass with your crew membership. Plus, you're going to get this outfit and any of the items it comes with. You're going to get the rocket pass. You're going to get your V-Bucks. It's a good deal for a month where a new battle pass and a new season starts. Again, if this was a month, if the month of May was not a month where a new season was dropping and a new battle pass was coming, I don't know if this is the outfit that I would start a membership for, or that I would keep my membership for. All right, that's just my honest opinion on this one. Let me know what you think in the comments if you're on YouTube, or, you know, chat me up in the Discord and let me know what you think of this one. Let's see. Let's go ahead and we could take a quick look at what people are playing. Battle Royale has 154,000. LEGO, 25,000. Ranked, Battle Royale, 48,000. Team Rumble, 3,000. Zero Build, 229,000. Rocket Racing, 2,000. Festival Main Stage is 22,000. 100 Pro, 4,000. Murder Mystery, 2,000. Endless Zone Wars Ranked, 2,000. Bios Trio Zone Wars, 2,000. Box PvP, 2,000. All right, there's a whole lot more to be discovered in that Discover tab. We can look at quests, and a reminder that the Elements is there, Korra is there. I did pick up that Perseus level up quest pack. So if you did, you know, you have your stage one, part one tokens to collect available to you now. You can start leveling up. Reboot Rally is available, story, and then for weekly, we have a few quests left to cover. Damage opponents with a tactical assault rifle or a gatekeeper shotgun, 800 damage in total. Very straightforward and simple. Get those weapons, deal damage to people with it, and do it in Team Rumble because you'll get it done in a single match easily. Emote at different named locations, same thing. There's just three locations, and you can go into Team Rumble and just land at a location, then run around to three different locations and emote, and you don't have to worry about getting eliminated because you're just going to spawn right away anyways. And it might actually be beneficial to you to get eliminated, because then you'll come back and you'll be floating out of the sky and you can maybe get to your next location even faster. Find and accept shadow briefings, 8 in total. Self-explanatory. You see the shadow briefing computer thing, accept it, you know, go up to it, interact with it, and accept the briefing. All right, let's head on over to the item shop and see what's in the item shop today. For us today, we got the Lego items, gear for festival, the jam tracks, the cars. We got the dip emote for 200, primo moves for 500, the Bananatology bundle is here. That's, you know, still here. We got a new emote, the little supercar emote. That is 500 V-Bucks. So you're riding along in a little mini car. Think of like a, you know, those kids' cars that, you know, like little kids have, like the electric cars. And then you're in this, you're making it rain, you're dancing. Looks like a good time. Little supercar emote, 500 V-Bucks. The Flower Power Bundle is here. That's got the Far Out Man outfit, Dreamflower outfit, Drumbeat, Pickaxe. What just happened to my... Interesting. Tie-Dye Flyer Glider. That's 800. All of that's together for Flower Power Bundle for 2,300, which is 2,000 off the total. Let's see. What's going on here? The cars, the Nike Goddess bundle, Billie Eilish stuff, the Ninja Turtle stuff, and then today we got the alien stuff in here. So the Xenomorph outfit for 1,600, Ellen Ripley outfit for 1,500. All right, and that's everything we're going to take a look at today. And that's everything in the item shop, so you can get any and all of these items using code Mikey, M-M-M-I-K-I-E, in the item shop, and some of the proceeds will go to help support the show. Okay, and for my item of the day today, because I didn't pick this item when it was all on its own, because the day this outfit came out, there was just too much good stuff, right, in the item shop that came out that day. But today, we can select it. Today, we will select it, the Bananatology Bundle. I love the Philosopher Banocrates, Banana... Yeah, Bananocrates. Bananocrates. I think that's how you should say that. Philosopher Bananocrates. Outfit is in there. And yeah, everything just looks cool in it. So, that's your item of the day. Officially, the item of the day today. All right, and that is... means that this episode is officially over. So make sure you go join the Daily Fortnite Discord and hang out with us. Let me know how you feel about the next crew pack of May. You know, head over to Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube. Head over to Apple Podcasts. Leave a 5-star rating and a written review because it helps out the show. And let's see here. Until next time, have fun, be safe, and don't get lost in the storm.